Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Okay, so I sent this to myself yesterday, and I think this is it's pretty wild. It's just talking about what got my mind rolling on it was it said that the next 10 big innovations that we will see in the next 1 year, if not already. And I was like, before I even click on it, I can tell you they're all going to be tech. Or medicine.
You said 1 year?
In the next 1 year, we will see these 10 things.
Not 10? 10 in a year? That's a lot.
Some of them are already happening. Like, I'll tell you a couple of them. Like, text to video. I mean, that. Although the free stuff sucks. I mean, you got to, like, pay. It's like Photoshop. You know, Photoshop's been around for, like, 20 years. But unless you spent, like, $900 or you had your company bought one copy so everybody's copy said it was registered to one person.
And it's all, you know,
I can't remember what the name was.
Marco Hardmeyer
was the one we had. So you got that. You got the mixed reality headset thing now, you know, for video gaming and all that stuff. AI companions, they got that. Waymo and Cruise, the driverless taxis, the robo-taxis, real big in, like, Phoenix. It's
supposed to be coming to Atlanta. Waymo.
They're going to get stolen. You're going to see people pushing buggies on the side of the road with those tiny ass electric cars stuck in the buggy. Personalized AI assistants, quantum computers making real progress. That's something that they say IBM is going to, like, I don't know what that necessarily means. I know it means faster, I suppose.
Yeah, they started doing it with the trivia.
Brain-computer interfaces, which Neuralink, that's been a couple of years now. This right here is crazy to me. I would have read this and say, there is no way. And then I watched this real, when it was videos that they fast-forward real fast so you can see the progress. 3D printed homes in 24 hours. Not kidding.
So I don't know how that works still. The
You know.
But anybody can have a 3D printer.
What is it made out of, though? That's the thing.
You know, so that brings me to, you know, I'm glad you said that.
Because
the answer is usually plastic, right?
Yeah, I don't want a plastic home.
Why is no one looking? I hope you know, but if you don't, I mean, I care about the environment, but I'm not one that will go protest for the environment. I won't do a 4K or a 5K or
I'm not going to go two out of the
3K.
Way. I'm not going to live uncomfortably. Just you know.
No, I'm not. I recycled until I found out that was all a sham. Now I still recycle, but I do it more because my trash service doesn't take big things, so I go recycle those things.
I do too.
But why is no one seriously, like, there's got to be some kind of innovation with trash, of how, whether it's like some kind of home compressor where it.
Well, like, there is trash compactors,
but. I mean, like, if people can make these cry cut, I still don't know. Some people say it both ways. machines where they get in the home where they're buying stuff off Amazon to like make all this stuff. There's somebody that's got to make something that can just not evaporate trash, not burn it, because that's why, you know, that's why people in Greer are the way they are.
It's still a proven method.
They burn trash there. And I can say that because that's where my dad and his family were from.
All the toxins get released into the air.
Tested and true.
And I care about that to a degree because, you know.
But if it's not for a future generational type thing, though, is it?
No, it's just like it doesn't make sense.
That kind of only counts with
that
money.
We innovate building a home in 24 hours with no manpower except for the programmer, which I don't even know if that's probably all just replicated now. The way you had like catalog homes, Sears would sell a catalog home back in the 10s and 20s.
How would that be under any building code, like earthquake or some kind of structure, say hurricane proof?
I mean, again, I don't think you're going to expect. Oh no! Someone just texts in. They can print concrete.
Hell.
What?
How do you print?
That's how they did the pyramids in. They print 3D printed the pyramids, and then we just lost
molds?
The technology.
Oh,
to
you
the
would
sand.
Have to mold it because it comes out as a liquid, and it.
How to print cement?
Oh no! Damn.
Right. I don't know. I still don't know how a 3D printer works. To the average person.
I mean, it's...
What am I getting? Like, what am I putting in it for to print?
Square footage.
Like, what's the material, though?
You know how you like with your phone? I did it the other day. I was hanging a picture. And you can take a picture of your... Or put the camera on your wall, and you can, like, dot it here, and then you can scroll over and dot it there, and then it will tell you, that is
exactly
8 inches apart. I remember people standing there holding stuff and doing all this, and then with the balance thing on it.
Like I told you that without the phone. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No way.
Four times over. Yeah. But like trash.
8 inches wide.
Is that something that like, I still can't tell you where it goes. I know that for whatever reason.
It's in the ground. Where's it going to go?
Does it though? Like, I don't know. Why do we buy New Jersey's trash? Are we going through it?
Yeah, why were we trying to store coal ash too?
I don't understand that.
What are you doing?
And it's such a like problematic kind of thing, you know.
I think it still does get buried, but that's all it shouldn't be. There's a lot of bad stuff in the trash.
No kidding.
But wouldn't you say like, why do you care though? Is it because you care about the future?
Well, I mean, common sense. Why would you care?
But like he said, you only care about a few generations. Like, you know, you're not...
Once it's in the ground, it's in the environment.
I feel like...
In the water, in the air.
The trash
okay,
issue.
Okay, but we also get oil out of the ground that we put into our cars, but then we also drink water
out of a spring. Yeah, but that's not full of plastics and every other
kind of... It's
full kinda
of dead dinosaurs.
Well, you know, that's... That's all matter that's
I worry
natural
about the,
and organic.
I don't want to turn it into like what are those people in high school where they were like
nerds,
hippies, and they were like, you know what, I'm going into this out of high school.
All the Peace Corps?
Peace Corps.
Yeah.
It's not anything about, it's just like I would imagine by now there would be more innovation with trash of how to get rid of it,
I mean,
how to.
If you think about the recycle business, it would be a lucrative business to be able to reuse things, especially glass, but they don't do that anymore because it's more cost effective to make more glass than it is to recycle and reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking
about
this.
It comes down to economics.
You take the average, like, you know, I was just thinking where I live, you know, all the apartments that are there. Let's say a week, I guess, is maybe three.
Taco Bell drive through.
Maybe like three bags of trash per apartment average. That's a lot.
Yeah.
This is going to become an issue where it piles up, where you can't bury it. You can't just keep burying.
Like,
trash.
What was the dystopian movie or whatever where Idiocracy, where they're showing like pyramids of trash and like the guys driving the trash truck to the top of the heap of this big pyramid of trash.
But I mean, what happens to
not from a like environmental kind of way, but like it just amazes me that there's not been something to that, like some kind of thing you could pour on the trash that would just melt it down or something? That sounds stupid, but like there's got to be something.
Or the containers, you bring the containers and you get the liquids from whatever like a spout at the store instead of...
They try to make more biodegradable materials, but, I mean, even then, you can only recycle this stuff so many times. I tell you what, I think aluminum gets recycled 4 times, I think.
What word?
Aluminum. Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Plastic, even less than that.
Yeah.
And you know, like glasses, nobody takes glass anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
even plastics, there's, you know...
I tell you, I've gotten real weird about that, like with leftovers and stuff.
Black plastics cause cancer or whatever. Keep hearing that. See, that's where I don't get too like too far in the weeds.
I've looked into it. Here's what's going on. It's with the black plastics. People are taking home to-go food from nicer restaurants that come in those clippy black packages, you know, that like they fasten real good. Yeah. And they're reusing them as like Tupperware.
I do that with sandwich containers.
Okay, so...
But it's not black, though. It's the clear ones.
Well, let's not make this about Tupperware color. But literally, like, that's, it's not made to be washed and heated and then reused because literally, like, you're eating the plastic every yeah. time. So even with... I don't know that it's even brand Tupperware, but the those clear containers that you buy and they're relatively cheap. I remember... You know, my mom and dad would have them where they would like turn like orange in the middle on the bottom where there'd been so much
spaghetti or whatever.
Spaghetti or whatever in there. And they'd be washed, but there's that discoloration in there. No more, sir.
Do you
no,
know how, no. The people say you should have Pyrex, but you know how expensive Pyrex is?
I know.
Not
even
that expensive.
I learned that from Jay-Z.
Yeah,
albums.
If it is.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the All Advice Show, and... Y'all gonna love this one. She wants to stay anonymous. And let me give you the phone numbers before we even begin. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I suspect that we will get a lot of feedback from women on this. Now, not that men, I mean, men certainly as well, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely men.
This is a thing where a woman listening right now, there's no thought to either... what she would do, she already knows what she would do, or this has happened, and she could maybe give this young lady some advice. After hearing what's happened, I don't blame her. I know why she wants to be anonymous, so let's bring her on now and say, good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Ah,
Yeah.
You sound down.
Aww. Sound like somebody's been crying. Maybe you had a gas station breakfast. I don't know.
She ain't sick, fat boy. She's in a tough spot right now. All right. Break it down with us, if you would. You've been with this guy for quite a while, right?
Yeah, 2 years last month, and it's serious. We're planning to move in together when my lease is up in October.
I mean, 2 years now is a long time. I mean, you're probably practically married at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. You pretty much are. So, I've already kind of said, but we have to storytell here. You recently found something out, and it's not because you were snooping or anything, right?
Right. I took a couple pieces of jewelry he gave me, a ring and a bangle bracelet, to get cleaned. And they're both really pretty. I just wanted them shined up. And the jeweler looks at me and he says, you know, these aren't real, right?
Like, are we talking about fake? Like, maybe from some guy off of Facebook? Or like, definitely not real.
Like, costume jewelry?
Fake, like, costume jewelry. Yeah, and the guy even showed me under a light. Like, he said, no diamonds, no gold. And, you know, I was shocked. I had no idea. I mean, my finger, it never turned green or anything.
Okay, so I was going to ask that. Because, you know, maybe it's just, like, gold-plated or whatever. So you're walking around thinking, you know, you're rocking the good, and then really it's just some kind of metal material that they use for belt buckles or Paige's earrings.
Yeah, exactly. And
I don't know
what to do.
Yeah.
I truly don't think he like meant to deceive me, you know? And I think he thinks it's real. And I don't know. He just made a big deal about, you know, both gifts. So.
Yeah. So with, bless you. How big of a deal are we talking here? Like, you know, when you said he made a big deal about them, like dinner in a cart, or like he get down on one knee with a fog machine, got a little Jodeci or some Boyz II Men playing in the background. What do we do? He's not proposing or anything.
No, not proposal level. But like, I wanted you to have something special, you know, that kind of thing. And it felt real and genuine.
Yeah. So the $1 million question, or in this case, maybe the 1995 plus tax question from the kiosk in the mall. Like, do you tell him or keep it to yourself? That's the big question I think we've been asking since we heard from you yesterday.
Exactly. That's what I need help with. You know, if he knew it was fake, I'd be really disappointed, right?
Yeah.
But I also think he'd be embarrassed if I told him, and I don't want to humiliate him.
Can you just go get it replaced? Get it?
Oh, next? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him.
Like, you haven't told your friends?
No, no way. I'm so embarrassed. One of my friends is married to a jeweler, another one is always bragging about her Cartier bracelet. You know, like, they'd totally roast me.
Oh,
so,
man.
No. Mm-mm.
Girl, they would have a meme made by lunchtime about you, I feel like.
Sure.
I don't know.
But you don't know how much he makes either, so there's that.
Is it? What
no.
is it?
She doesn't know how much
he
makes.
2 months worth, or what is it for a ring?
Well, they're not. It's not an engagement ring, right?
No.
It's just like a wedding, just a
no,
ring.
No, it's not
ring.
Any. Yeah. It's just regular jewelry. I know he does all right. You know, and he owns his own car. He goes on trips with friends sometimes. But we've just never talked specifics. I don't even know what his salary is.
Is it pretty?
Is it what?
Do you like it?
The ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's very pretty. Like I said, I just wanted to get it all shined up.
So you've been together for 2 years, and you talk about moving in, but you don't talk about money? Like, I mean,
I know.
They don't come up?
Well, I mean, I get that you're not wanting to be like that girl who asks about money and all that, but you also probably don't want to be... that girl who's now iced out in aluminum. I mean, I hate to say it.
I mean,
seriously, like, either he's pulling the wool over your eyes or somebody pulled it over his. And either way, that's not good, you know?
Yeah, but does he have to? If you're not engaged, do you have to get real stones all the time? I don't know if there's, like, anything in the book of etiquette for that? I mean, did he say this means we're going steady or we're... I don't know.
Well, clearly. Like, what do you mean, though? Like, yeah. I mean, if somebody gives you jewelry, they don't say, hi, here is a gold bracelet for you. But, right. I mean, it's generally, if it's gold, you think that it's gold.
You assume it's mm-hmm. gold.
And her finger and her wrist didn't turn green or anything, so there's no reason for her to... She just wanted it all shined up.
Hey, right.
Get rhythm. So do you wear the stuff still, like around him or what?
Actually, no. I don't even wear the jewelry right now. It's in a drawer, and it just, I don't know, it just feels weird now, you know, like if that makes sense.
I cannot imagine walking around carrying the emotional weight of some cubic zirconia. I imagine it's tough.
Yeah, he probably gave you a fake and doesn't even realize it.
Probably.
Well, here's what I say. You got to tell him. You gotta. What do you call him? You call him honey, babe. What's your little word for him? You know you got something for him.
Yeah, babe. Okay. We just say babe.
See, mm-hmm. I read something, or Paige said it in news the other day. Oh. That's the number one phrase that men and women in America call each other in a relationship.
Babe is good. Or dude.
So say, hey, babe. Dude. I took in to get cleaned, the jewelry, the bracelet and the ring or whatever, and the jewelry, the jeweler, he said something that surprised me. And then go through it and just see how he reacts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be confrontational. You kind of play it cool and... You know, if he gets defensive, then you'll know something's up, it's fake.
Okay, but, what if it hurts him, you know? Or if he thinks that I'm being ungrateful, right? Which I'm not, but what if he thinks
I can tell you're not. You're not trying to, tell him you love the gesture, and you were surprised, but you didn't want to, the big thing is here, someone sold this to him, whether he bought it as not being real or you're saying, hey, babe, you need to go get your money back. You're looking out for him. It's not putting him down on a thing.
That's a good point, because if he knows it's fake when he got it, then he's already nervous, kind of waiting for you to find out.
If it doesn't matter, because it's not an engagement ring, just take it as a gift and wear it when you want to, or don't
wear
it at all.
You're missing the point.
What is the point, though?
The point is, while he did not say, here, anonymous, I don't want to say her real name, here is a 24-karat gold ring for you. He gave her a ring that looks gold, and it was for, a nice situation or whatever.
That would be real suspicious.
It's assumed that it is.
I'm just seeing it like maybe it's a cocktail ring or something that you can wear when you're dressed up a certain way that you don't have to wear.
But that would still be gold or silver.
Yeah, but it's not the end. I mean, honesty is always the best approach, so you don't act like you're keeping something from them and you're deep down and angry with them. You need to tell them how you feel.
If he knows it's fake, he's sweating bullets already.
Like every time y'all watch, a Skittles comes on, or one of those Ponche's commercials comes on.
Walk past the jewelry store, anything.
He's like, no, we're not getting on, we're not going on Augusta Road today. Not going to do it. But you want to clear the air with him, though, because especially moving in together, the thing about salary, that's one thing. I mean, you don't want to say to your man or woman, you don't want to say, hey, how much you make a year? But if you're talking about building a home together, not literally, but
it's
making a home together, you got to kind of figure that out too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Paige.
I'm a bitch.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Some of my bitch.
What? Somehow with a sentence with bitch.
One of them nice.
And me.
Some of my bitch.
Well, I have big news.
Hell yeah.
Fox
oh,
is.
Oh, news.
What do you think I said? Nudes?
Boobs.
Oh.
I was about to challenge you.
So what an icebreaker.
Boobs.
About to have a boob off.
All right. No boob off. Maybe. Fox is reviving Baywatch next season with an all new cast.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? So they want to bring the California Dream to a whole new generation of fans. I was hoping that they bring Pamela Anderson back with no makeup and running down the beach. That would be awesome.
No, they're not running to save people's lives this time. They're running to try to
old CJ
dock some cops that arrested people.
Boy, you had to slow down and make sure you said that one.
I know. Say that slowly. Real fast.
You know,
dock some cops.
What Newsom made it where cops can't wear any kind of mask when they are policing.
Yeah, which seems trivial, but could really be a security risk, especially the way we are now.
I don't know.
I have two theories of thoughts for that. But go ahead.
No, I want to hear them.
Well, I mean, being married to a first responder, I think I would like to have protection on their faces because they need it. But as far as being a person out there in the community who's had a police officer who is kind of an, he was an ass come to my house.
How dare you?
Like a real donkey?
Yeah, he was just, he was like the worst cop in the world. But
I'm Officer Jackass.
Well, he apologized because it was just his bad policing. I'll say that. But anyways.
You're like, it's my backyard. I don't have to put a shirt on.
No, I was accused of stealing a phone because a phone was pinging at my house.
Gross.
But I didn't have the phone, and I was trying to tell the person, I just got here. I just got off the radio, okay? I haven't been home.
Playing the radio card early.
Yeah.
No, but that's the
radio
truth.
Radio, wait, I thought I recognized
how do I be at home and be with you guys? Are you in my living room? I don't know. It just didn't happen that way. Anyway.
I knew I recognized you. You're Trixie.
You're Trixie, the whore. Anyways, so.
We don't have any streaming services. We only have Tubi, so I've watched your movie a dozen times.
But as far as a citizen, I would think if they're masked, are you a real cop?
Man, you'd have to go through like a lot of hoops to impersonate, right? Like, I feel like they're doing their job. Does it matter if they're covered or not? Like, either way, they're going to do the same thing.
But if they're just doing their job, I know this, we totally brought this up during Baywatch, but, it's like any a restaurant or a store you go to, there are rules there, and you can't, like, get pissed off at the manager or representative of said restaurant or grocery store or whatever, because they're just doing the rules. So if they're told, hey, I got to arrest you, they're just doing their job. Why? I don't understand why people want to go and dox them and ruin their life. Like, there's a face on the person that is the common enemy, I feel like. I mean, it is kind of a faceless face, but it's not the face of the person arresting you.
It's just real. I don't get it. It's real ironic.
I understand. You know what? I see both sides, because the impersonation stuff, like, yeah, I get that, because we also, Amazon sells fake money.
Yeah, this is real weird, too. I mean, come on.
I mean, they call it prop money, you know, for prank videos and stuff like that. But, you know, come on, man.
People still pass it as real, and they take it.
Of course.
As far as wearing masks.
That's why Blind Horse closed
down. I think it would behoove a person that works in narcotics and does a sting or something like that to protect their anonymity.
Say again?
Is that right? Anonymity. Yeah. So they
too will, many syllables in that.
They will. They're okay because drug arrests and things like that. If it's bad, you know, you would just want to protect your loved ones. That's all I'm saying.
But undercover. I mean, what does undercover mean? You got to wear like a costume and a mask now. I mean, well, you can't wear a mask.
You can't wear a mask.
You got to dress as a. I don't know, man. If you said dress and fit in California right now, I don't know if I should be like dressed like a surfer. I don't know if I should be wearing Dickies shirts with the top button on only, with long Dickies shorts with my socks pulled all the way up.
Like Conan.
How do you identify as a surfer? Or
I identify as a person.
Are you a prepster, or I don't even know what.
Have you seen the ICE commercials yet? I saw my first one the other day. Join ICE. It's a $50,000 sign-on bonus. This, that, and the other. Competitive pay. Like benefits. It said full benefits. Protect your country now.
I was reading how they're marketing the military again harder. You know, kind of like I remember the 90s, how it was, you know. So early 90s.
Does the Department of War say we're going to buy a schedule and some stations and just...
I mean, they bought them with the NFL.
So are they playing them around the country? Like, does this play in North Dakota? Or is it mainly in the South?
Oh, that's very interesting. Like, did they go after a certain region of military type? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Where did they go after the most? Because cost of living's all different, so... $50K, I have no clue how much it is. $50K a year here versus $50K a year in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's changing here, too, because rent's going up and up and up and up. I don't know about.
What's not?
I know.
I never thought you'd see a commercial for that. Very odd.
But you always have, and you not realize. Remember Godsmack did a song for the Marines one time?
Oh, yeah.
Be the best you can be. Dun, dun, dun,
no.
dun, dun. Oh, Godsmack did a song.
Oh, yeah. That was on their commercial.
Yeah. They, they licensed Godsmack. And it was the music of that time, and they were going after young men.
I don't think I see military commercials anymore. Did they go away?
No, they're still there, but they're almost like the ones where... You'd see pork, the other white meat. It's where you're like, that was a commercial, but who's advertising?
Yeah. It was a way.
All the pork farmers decided to throw in on this one, guys.
It was for the Navy. I remember that.
The Navy?
Yeah.
They should have used YMCA.
I want to see them go back and forth at each other like the veterans do.
Hi, we're the village people.
You want to join the chair force? Go ahead.
The chair force.
But you'll miss out on real adventure.
Dun, 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 dun.
Be a jarhead now.
I mean, it's that younger demographic, or not younger demographic, younger generation, rather. You know, their thoughts are changing about stuff. And I think it's odd. Am I doing that a lot?
No, I was just making fun of something else I saw. I'm easily distracted.
I'm talking with my hands a lot.
That and sniffing. That
I mean,
boy.
Making fun of a fat baby.
Think about it. Like, we spend money to advertise to our own citizens to go in the military. And there was a lot of reliability on patriotism doing that. That or your region maybe not doing so good in work-wise or whatever. So maybe it was like, well, I'm not going to college. I'm going to do this. But, I mean, it's competitive like any other industry. I mean, that's it's wild to think about. I mean, it really is. Because I often think, like, why spend all that money to run for any kind of political office, especially president, and you're only going to get paid $400,000 a year? That's where I'm like, I don't know that that's good of a... You, boy, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't be president ever.
I wouldn't be
again.
Governor for that.
Because Trump doesn't take a. I think he legally has to take a dollar, right? So where does that money go? His personally, I guess. And that was the first time. I didn't hear him mention it the second time around.
He's not taking money this time?
Yeah, I don't know about the second time.
What do you mean this time? What is this?
The first term, he didn't take a salary.
Oh, I thought you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go to Fox News and find out.
They know everything.
It's just like this. Somebody's getting them. Or does it roll over to the next administration, whoever that is?
What if Jack Daddy Vance got there and says, I want the money. Sorry.
Do you want a little bit? Give me a little bit.
I'd like the check, please.
Would you like some money, JD?
Pace, thank you so much.
Give me a little bit.
We await the return of Baywatch. But not with the original cast, though.
No.
Don't they realize that is a very niche memory of people my age and a little bit older. Like, it's nobody cares.
It's like, can you recreate Three's Company? No.
No, because it's not a stigma for gay people to live with straight people anymore. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wouldn't care to watch that the second time around, even though I was, not old enough to watch the first.
That was magnificent.
That was the best
television.
Ever. You need to shut up, fat boy.
We're not going to ever come and knock on your door unless it's the back door.
No, we're not.
And we're going to bust through.
You weren't old enough either. You called it on reruns.
So?
Brady Bunch, okay, that wouldn't work now.
No. They'd be a different show now. It'd be two dads with six kids.
That wouldn't work. They'd be divorced.
He's stepping in.
Two and a half men and six kids.
Does your dad ever make you do stuff
the two dads
you don't want to do?
Tonight, Alice wonders why Sam never invites her back to his place. Because he's a butcher.
Oh, my God.
Why is his daughter such a bitch?
Who was George Glass?
I don't know.
Paige, thank you again.
Boyfriend.
Fat boy, sports-wise, I haven't kept up.
Tom Brady.
Coming back. He's playing the NBA now.
No, nope, we're going to talk about his venture in Saudi Arabia next year.
Oh.
We'll get into that a little bit more. There's some stuff coming out about that now.
His adventure next year.
One game. He's going to play one flag football game in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, it's in Saudi. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Ramadan.
You said flag, though, right? Okay.
Hang on now. Wow. Really?
Ramadan.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yeah, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get you some bow rounds. 91 years ago in 1934, this gentleman played his last game with the New York Yankees.
Oh, man. Today, I consider myself.
Actually, it's not him.
Oh, it ain't?
Nope.
1939, the Babe Ruth then.
Yep, 1934. George Herman Ruth.
He was an orphan.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, like, he was in that time when orphans were, like, literally, like, orphans. Like, what do you call them? Ragamuffins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They literally didn't know who their parents were.
Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow.
You're making fun of me. I'll share that with everyone if you want me to. My new song that I've... You ever hear a song in your head and you like one you came up with and you can't get it out of your head and you keep singing it?
Yep.
That's me right now with this particular song. I share with Fatboy and now I regret it.
Really?
But you don't know the title?
Yes, it's a parody of Tomorrow, but it's about a certain brand of tools.
Yeah, I heard you sing that song. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life. Instead of treated, we get treated.
Do you have lumps in your breast? You should get that checked today.
That's smart.
I thought you were going to do that one for lump, the song.
Oh, get Lord.
Mashed.
Get mashed. Wow. It's the booby mash. The booby mash.
Oh, wow.
You're brilliant.
It was a self-check health smash. Anyway, back to the drawing board.
Sorry.
Tom Brady is going to Saudi Arabia next year to play flag football, a game, one game with other NFL players, because that sport's going to be in the Olympics, flag football. And a lot of people don't want professional athletes
to play
it.
Who plays it? Where do you get to play it?
Flags?
Well, it's going to be 3-on-3. And evidently there are leagues around the world.
Where really?
It's just, yeah. And they don't want the NFL stars to play in it. And they want to play in it.
I got to play it one time.
Flag football?
In high school, yeah.
What, powder puff?
No, flag with boys.
Well, yeah, but then they call it powder puff usually when girls will do it. And the football team would dress and drag and be the cheerleaders.
Couldn't do it now, could
Can't
you?
Can't do it now, I guess.
Tom Brady is refuting it, but there are multiple reports that said he's going to make. You want to guess how much he's going to make?
$100 million.
Close. $75 million. No L's. And he's like, look, not true. People are just throwing numbers out there. But you know he ain't doing it for free.
What is – I really don't know this, to be completely honest with you and those of you listening. I don't know what the political climate is in Saudi Arabia as far as – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when you read stuff about the Saudi crown prince,
yeah.
There are allegations about, you know, where his mother is, how they – but, you know, on the other hand, they're like women can wear what they want to wear now. I think I just read that. It's up to, you know, they don't have to defer to their husbands about how they dress now.
Yeah.
They can drive.
All their police cars aren't Lamborghinis, though, really, right?
I don't think so.
I see that on the internet, and I'm like, I've also seen, like, what the other side of the pyramids look like in Egypt, you know? It's like you only see that one shot. You don't see the other one.
But, you know, are they becoming more progressive? Some would call that equal as far as the sexes go. You got that. And on the other hand, you got like Khashoggi still and stuff like that. Atrocities. Human rights atrocities.
Yeah.
And people still talk about the whitewashing with the sports and the money.
And you know, like with North Korea and all that stuff, like the people caught crap for going over there, you know, Rodman and wrestling there in the 90s and stuff. But like there, it's like, I don't know. Is that money? You know, I'd be scared as balls to go there in any kind of capacity. I don't know why.
I don't know if they have any professional sports leagues in North Korea. Like, what do they have?
I can't tell.
What is your entertainment?
Go to the fake grocery store.
Is every movie like is Kim Jong Un in every movie?
Maybe because they said that there's those hotels that will play like that propaganda music like all throughout the night, like you eerily hear it playing.
And then Ill was doing the same thing. Remember we're watching the collision in Korea, Dark Side.
Yes,
where Flair and those guys had to.
They had Muhammad Ali over there with them.
Yeah, and they had to join the ceremonies and like lay in the roses and this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
very odd.
Like we got the money, you're gonna come up. Like WWE's been taking that money for a while, but you know. I don't know that it's bad. I don't know.
Maybe it's not. You got to grow it around the world at some point, right? Whatever your sports league is.
Yeah. I just with that particular place, like in my mind, everybody there is rich as hell. They're all driving like freaking Rolls Royce, you know.
Just because you found a little bit of oil. You know, we may produce more oil than any country in the world, but we don't tap into it. We out of here.
I mean,
reserves.
That's where we get into that thing too. Yeah, I don't know.
Did the environmentalists go after the riggers that do it that aren't government? Maybe they do. Maybe they protest them too. Like the Jerry Jones of the world. Did they go after them? People that are popping up, you know, oil rigs, and then Jerry Jones, like in the documentary, said, "I saw it gush. I knew when it gushed. There went the money."
Like a bubbling crude.
Yep.
Like he was just out hunting.
Yep. Like, I don't wonder if they protest them, but maybe there's too many to.
Next thing you know, we're going to move to Dallas.
Oh.
Texas, that is. Not North Carolina.
Texas tea.
North. Black gold. Texas tea. Their tea's gross then. Their tea looks like freaking dark beer from Germany.
Oh, yeah. You know it's not good.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks so much.
$75 million allegedly
for a flag football game. But yet, NFL players didn't want to go to the Pro Bowl, and that was in Hawaii.
I know.
Like, we're not going to go over there, which that would be boring as crap.
And then they moved it to Orlando, and then Peyton and Eli got involved and made it like fun, you know, fun events, and now it's the thing again.
In the 90s, it seemed to be fun. They'd have like the quarterback club events, and it was kind of fun.
You remember Ray Lewis killing the punter?
Oh, my God.
I forgot who it was.
But was that was Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He took his head off. After that, they're like, we probably shouldn't hit each other for real
anymore. It's like, this is a practice. We're not going at full speed, guys. As before, they had the big inflatable helmets, too.
Like, relax, buddy.
We will take a break. We'll come back. Best Damn Audio coming up in a little over 1 hour. You do not want to miss that. Some of the best stuff you're going to hear. It is The Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.